Well, let's talk to the Bishop of Salisbury, Nicholas Holtham, who's one of the patrons of Elaborate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you came from St Martin in Fields in London, where there was a huge role there in helping the homeless. Here we are in the 21st century, and people are still sleeping out on the street. What's the long-term solution for this?
There are people sleeping out on the street, and the numbers increased by 20% over the last year. Over 2,000 people slept out in Britain last night. And it's not the same 2,000 people, it's a revolving number. So we're talking about quite a big problem. And it's the tip of a problem of homelessness. It's the tip of the iceberg of a problem of homelessness. Over 60,000 families in temporary accommodation, 70,000 children, and hundreds of thousands of people in substandard accommodation, which isn't fit for purpose. Now, that's a big problem, and we have to address it at every level. With street homeless people, the first task is to start building relationships. In the way Doreen said, people who come in, often they're quite damaged. Homelessness isn't a single issue. There are issues of mental health, poverty, family breakdown, unemployment, and so on. So it's about building a relationship. What I loved about last night was the way in which the people who slept here were saying, we've got a commitment to these people, and we want to build a relationship with them and to care for them. And I thought that was deeply impressive.
I spoke to the senior chaplain about an hour ago, and I said, I suppose as a chaplain you appreciate the words of loving your neighbour as yourself. And I suppose this is about a practical expression of that. However, we are in the shadow of the cathedral, in the beautiful close with beautiful buildings that could house loads of people, and yet across this city, across the county, across the country, people are sleeping rough. The contrast is a cruel one.
That's true. And of course, this sleep out in the cloister functions a bit like a labyrinth. Sleeping on the streets is not a safe option. The average age of people who die on the streets is 47 in this country. And I've talked to people who've been on the streets who have been beaten up, kicked, abused, had their things stolen by people out on a Good Friday and Saturday night having fun. Now, you know, that's the reality of it. So coming to the cloisters, in the shadow of the cathedral, is a place of safety, it's a beautiful place, and it's cold, and it gives you a taste, and at the end of it you can go home to your home, your bed, your shower, and you haven't got to do it more than once a year, but actually it does give you a taste for what other people experience. It opens your heart to people, that's what it's about.
Is there a long-term answer to all of this?
Well, the government had a very interesting initiative starting last year, which was no second night on the street. It's really difficult to achieve. And I think you can't quite get there, because what Doreen was saying earlier is that people need to trust you. They've got to build a relationship. And that's the first task. People who are street homeless are often quite damaged, and it takes a while for them to trust you. So the task is to build the relationship and bring people in, and help them to gain some control over their lives. So that's the answer for street homeless people. And because there are always new people coming into the system, you always need places like a laboratory.